Hey, thank you so much, Rabbi Braden, and thank you so much to the Merkez HaTorah Kollel for organizing this wonderful annual Yachid Kala program and for the beautiful Kol Torah throughout the year that they bring to the community. And Yasher Kof to all those in the community who have dedicated their time this week, whether it's one day, whether throughout the week, to take time for Talmud Torah. So Yasher Kof to you all. The Mechaber in Siman Tafresh Chaf Beis is discussing Yom Kippur, and he discusses Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. And the Mechaber says, and if you have the source sheet, or you're sitting next to somebody with the source sheet that I gave out, so in source number one, the Mechaber says, Imchal B'Shabbos, Omrim Tzidkas Chetzedek, like you do every Shabbos, the Omrim Avinu Malkeinu, and you say Avinu Malkeinu. After all, it's Yom Kippur. And the Ramah disagrees, and our minig Ashkenaz is to not say Avinu Malkeinu, not to say Tzidkascha. And without getting into the reasons behind whether to say it or not to say it, because that's not really our topic, but you see from the Mechaber that he says that you should say, if you are going to say it, which is not our minig, as we said, so then you're going to say Tzidkascha before Avinu Malkeinu. And it's not clear exactly the reason, but perhaps you can suggest the reason is our topic that we're studying this week of Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Tzidkascha is said, of course, every single Shabbos. Avinu Malkeinu is just said occasionally. And so that's why perhaps the Mechaber says you say Tzidkascha before saying Avinu Malkeinu. The Tur goes through the same halachos. And he discusses Avinu Malkeinu prior to mentioning Tzidkascha Tzedek. So you get the sense from the Tur, perhaps, that the Tur disagrees. And in the Shiyari Knesset HaGdola, you have there in source number two, his opinion, Maran Chaviv in the Knesset HaGdola, he says that even though Mikoach HaSvara, even though based on logic, you should say, it's a little bit hard to read there, but middle of the second line, Mikoach HaSvara, Nir Lahaktim Tzidkascha Avinu Malkeinu, why it would make sense to say Tzidkascha first, based on Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem. In this situation, you should say Avinu Malkeinu first. Again, our meaning is just to say it in the Ila. When Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we just say Avinu Malkeinu in the Ila. But if you were to say Avinu Malkeinu in Tzidkascha, so then you should say Avinu Malkeinu first. Why? For a couple different reasons. He says, Mishum di Avinu Malkeinu me'em tfilahi. Because Avinu Malkeinu is, in a certain sense, an extension of the Shemona Esrei. It's part of the Tefillah, and it's supposed to follow the Shemona Esrei, as it's implied in Masechta Tanis. U'lechein yesh lismach Avinu Malkeinu l'tefillah, kiven dem ein tefillahi. This is interesting, parenthetically, but also related to the topic. In Beth Jacob, we're saying Avinu Malkeinu every single weekday. I know here in the Kol, of course, he's saying Tehillim, and everyone's davening for Eretz Yisrael. But we're saying Avinu Malkeinu. The question came up, what do we do? What's the order on Rosh Chodesh? And what's the order on Chanukah? And so regarding Rosh Chodesh, so then you could say Avinu Malkeinu Tefillah Ve'Isar is a Doraisa, while Halal on Rosh Chodesh is, relatively speaking, only a Minhag. And so that's why Avinu Malkeinu should come prior to the Chatzi Halal, which is exactly what we did on Rosh Chodesh. But what about Chanukah? Chanukah, so halal is more of a din, more of halacha. We say halal shalem, halal v'avodah. And so here, my son and I happened to be in Yeshiva University based Medrash, and we asked the Rav Shechter to this question. And he said that from the Osar HaTfilos, he seems to suggest that Avinu Malkeinu is an extension of the Shmon Esrei, and is patterned after, that the Avinu Malkeinu that we say is patterned after the Shmon Esrei, after the 19 brachos of the Shmon Esrei. And so that's why the Avinu Malkeinu should come first. And that's what we did. And we've never done this before. I've never said Avinu Malkeinu and Hallel in succession, juxtaposed before. But that's what we did on Rosh Chodesh. That's what we did on Chanukah. And so I was happy to find the Shiur Knesset HaGdola, which says a similar thing to the Otzar HaTfilos, that when Shabbos of Yom Kippur, you would say Avinu Malkeinu first after Mincha. Why? Because the Avinu Malkeinu always has to be juxtaposed to the Shmon Esrei. It's an extension of the Shmon Esrei. And that apparently overrides, that supersedes the concept of Tadir Kodem. V'yod, then he says more, Yoter Shaychus. It's a little bit hard to, I think that's what the word says here. Voce Yosef Shaychus Yesh Levina Malkinu Besar Yavim Elu. Right? Because Avinu Malkinu is more of the relevant tefillah during these days, as opposed to Tzitzkoscha, which you say every single Shabbos. And here's maybe the key part, the ode, and I put it in block print underneath the source. The ode, the lo aminin tad v'sheno tadir tadir kodim, ela kesheim shavin, v'en yisrom lezeh v'lezeh. When do you say the principle is only when you have two comparable, similar mitzvah, and you don't know which one to do first? So then in that situation, that's where the one that's more frequent, for whatever reason, takes precedence. Aval kesheyesh yitron l'sheino tadir l'sheino tadir kodim. However, if there's some kind of malif, there's some kind of reason to prefer one mitzvah over the other, if one mitzvah perhaps is more chashiv than the other, or more relevant than the other, so then the more relevant and more chashiv would override the principle of tadir kodem. And here, he goes on to say, the Shear Knesset Agdola, that by tzitzkoscha, you say that at mincha only. Avinu Malkeinu, you say in every tefillah on Yom Kippur. And according to the Shita, they say it in Mincha, right? They're saying it in every tefillah of Yom Kippur. Again, our minig is to just say it in the Ilah. But so Avinu Malkeinu is more of the relevant tefillah for Yom Kippur and for Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And so that's why it takes precedence and comes first prior to Tzitzkoscha Tzedek, which is said every single Shabbos. So here you have an interesting machlokes, it seems, between the Mechaber and the Tur, but certainly as explained and elaborated on by the Shari Knesset Agdola. According to the Mechaber, it seems rather clear that he says that you should do Tzitzkoscha, then Avinu Malkeinu, and the Shari Knesset Agdola says, no, that you do Avinu Malkeinu, and then Tzitzkoscha. What's perhaps the basis of this machlokes? Now, in terms of this issue, that there's certainly other variables that play a role in terms of which mitzvah comes first. We know the Mishnah in Horio says, kol hatadim echevero, kodim eschavero, whichever one is more frequent comes first, but also kol hamakudash mechavero, so then kodim eschavero, so the one that's holier or more sacred, so that one comes first. Every single day, we put on talis and tefillin, so which one comes first? So here you have a clash between these two variables that are mentioned in the Mishnah Horios. On the one hand, if you say that tadir is more important than makudash, so then you should put on the talis first, because the talis you wear every single day of the week, including Shabbos and Yontif. If you say that makudash comes first, right, tefillin is a davar shebekdusha, it has the arba parshios, and so if that's the case, that it's a tashmish kedusha, it's a davar shebekdusha, and makudash should come first, then the tefillin should come first. And almost all the poskim say that, and certainly Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, is that we put on the talis, and then we put on the tefillin. And so the reason presumably is that number one, you have tadir v'sheinu tadir or tadir kodem. And the second reason is that the Mechaber says is because we want to go malin b'kedusha. Right, a Jew always goes upwards in holiness. It's not just where you are, but where you're heading, and whatever we've accomplished, however much we've learned, we want to grow in kedusha. So you go from the talis, and then you go to the higher level of the mitzvah of tefillin. Perhaps another reason is because tzitzis is on your garments, and a person gets dressed in the morning first, and so that's maybe another reason why the tzitzis comes before the tefillin. And it's a whole interesting discussion about which one wins out. Is it the tadir, or is it the makudash? This is a question that's asked by the Gemara in Tzvachim, is left as an unresolved question. The Ravadya of Maternura and the Taz in discussing whether on Shabbos Chanukah, so then is Havdalah said first, or is there Chanukah lit first? So the Taz says that the principle of Tadir v'sheinu Tadir is most important. That's the principle in Halacha, and he says for that reason, that's why you should make Havdalah first, and then you should light Ner Chanukah. Of course, there's other reasons in that discussion which one should come first. We do one way in the Beis Knesset, the minhag is, we do a different way at home. But the question is, why should that be so? And the first question we have is, how do we understand this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Shari Knesset Agdola, with Avinu Malkeinu and Tzitzkoscha? And the second question is, why should tzitzis or talis come prior to tefillin? Okay, we gave the reasons, but maybe indeed the makudah should come first. And then why does the Ravada Bar Tanura and certainly Pesach de Taz, why does he conclude that Tadir is more important than the Indian of Makudish? And there's other variables as well when it comes to Talis and Tefillin. I believe that if you, let's say you grab the Tefillin prior to the Talis, so even though you're supposed to put on the Talis, the Minig is prior to the Tefillin because of Tad V'Sheinu Tadir and Malam B'Kodesh, but if you, by accident, take the Tefillin first, so then we have the principle of Ein Mavir and Alam Mitzvos, right? You don't want to bypass or delay the mitzvah opportunity. You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, seize the opportunity. And so then in that case, I believe the psak is that you should put on the tefillin first, and then you put on the talis because of Ein Mavir and Alam Mitzvos. So that's an interesting, there's certainly a lot of different variables at play, but how do we understand, why should it be that tadir, that like, let's say, talis comes before the tefillin? If the tefillin, you would say, is the more kadosh mitzvah, then the tefillin should come first initially. Now, there's a Tosfos, you have it, perhaps you learned it already this morning, sorry I didn't give you the source sheet earlier. But Gemara Shabbos, well-known Gemara, you have it in the source sheet, at least the Tosfos, you have the Gemara on the left side, you have the Tosfos on the right, in source number 3. So the Gemara says that if you match up, it's like, you know, one-on-ones, you know, it's LeBron versus MJ, you know, what's the halacha, one-on-one, right? So the question is, you know, what happens in a different face-off? So the Gemara matches up different mitzvos, and the Gemara says that if you have a Ner Chanukah and a Kiddush Hayom, so then the Gemara concludes that Ner Chanukah takes precedence, and the reason is because of Pursumei Nisa. So that's why if you just have money for one, you do Ner Chanukah as opposed to the Kiddush over Yayin. So Tosfos then says, because of that, it makes sense that for Haftorah of when you have Shabbos Chanukah that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so which Haftorah should you read? Should you read the Haftorah of Chanukah or should you read the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh? So Tosfos says, based on the Gemara, it makes sense that if you have to choose one, so then you choose the Haftorah of Neira Zecharia of Chanukah, right? Pursumei Nisa overrides Kiddush Hayom, so Pursumei Nisa overrides other things. So it would make sense to say that Pursumei Nisa of Chanukah, so you read the Haftorah of Chanukah. So then Tosfos addresses the question that we all know, that during the week of Chanukah, so then it's Chanukah Rosh Chodesh, so then you read Rosh Chodesh as opposed to Chanukah. Because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir, and Chanukah is Eino Tadir. Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Chanukah. And Tosfos addresses the question of Shabbos Chanukah of Rosh Chodesh, when that happens. So then you have 3 Sifrei Torah. And so which one do you read first in that situation? So you read Parshat HaShavuah, of course. And then you read Rosh Chodesh first. And then Chanukah. And so Tosfos say that in this case, you have it in source number 3, first in line. Masha makdim in lekros b'shal Rosh Chodesh, mishum de bekriyas haTorah, kiven de ma'atzil me'evet tarvayu. Since you could do both, when it's a choice between one or the other, so then their Chanukah supersedes, overrides Kiddush Hayom, and Chanukah is going to override Rosh Chodesh because of Pursumei Nisa when it's one or the other. But when you have two, and the question is precedence, the question is kedimus. Here, Tosfos says that kibin batzim ever tarvayu tadir pesumei nisa avdina tavayu. So you have to do both. V'tadir kodem. So then tadir comes first. Aval heichad d'loosh shavim ever tarvayu sen pesumei nisa adiv. And then he goes on to say, maybe in Kriyas HaTorah it's not so much pesumei nisa, but the question is, what's the rationale for Tosfos? Why would you say that if it's only one, so then you go with Pursumei Nisa and Ner Chanukah. But if it's a two, so then suddenly, you know, Ner Chanukah, which you would say is more important, it's Pursumei Nisa, it's publicized in the miracle, it's present on Gedolah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why should Chanukah take a back seat to Rosh Chodesh when it's two? So that's just another question to consider. So in the Sefer Avnei Shoham, of Rav Nachum Eisenstein. Rav Eisenstein, one of the leading Talmidim of Rav Yashiv. I think he's the Rav still in Ma'alot Dafna, Yerushalayim. So he discusses what's the nature of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodim. And you have it in source number 4. So the first possibility is it that because of the frequency, right, because the Bar Priya Gafin is done on a regular basis, as opposed to the Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos, right, that Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than Hanukkah. So do you say, because one is Tadir and one is She'enu Tadir, so then the reason why Tadir comes first is because it's more chashuv. It's more important. It's more significant. And that's why the Tadir comes first, because it's more chashuv. A little bit similar to if you have Makudosh and Eina Makudosh, that the Makudosh comes first. Or do you say, no, that maybe it's an entirely different reason, and the Sefer Avnei Shom of Eisenstein is inclined to say the second way, as we'll show, that no, it's not a matter of what's more important. But rather, when something is done frequently and is done regularly, so then we view it relative to a mitzvah that's done less frequently. So we view the mitzvah that's done frequently as higiyas mano achshav, that the time for the mitzvah has come right now. While the mitzvah that's done less frequently, certainly relative to the other mitzvah, so then it's lo higiyas mano achshav. The time for the mitzvah has not yet arrived. And so you could see it inside if you want, in source number 4. He says that perhaps...
Which line?
Around 7 lines, 6 lines down. The first way is, Tadir kodim mishum duhu chashav yoter. Oh, diyesh lefaresh, around 7 lines down, last 4 words of the line. Dein tam hakadim mishum chashivuto. Right, the reason for the precedence is not because of its significance. Rak mishum daha tadir nechshav zmano achshav. If it's more frequent, we view it as if the time for the mitzvah is now, has arrived. V'eino tadir, nechshav, and that which is less frequent, is nechshav kishelo higiyas mano achshav. It's viewed as if the time has not yet arrived. U'lechem shita da'ha tadir kodem, da'ha tadir nechshav ki higiyas mano. Now, you have this concept, not in terms of kadimus, but in terms of a mitzvah shehigiyas mana, as opposed to a mitzvah shelo higiyas mana. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about the case of what happens if a person is going to do the bris milah of their son, and it's Erev Pesach, and you realize, oh my gosh, I didn't burn the chametz. And it's after the 6th hour, so you no longer have the ability to nullify the chametz, right? Because it's Eino B'shuso, the Torah makes it B'shuso, one of the two things, as Rabbi Yishmael says, that are Nechsha B'shusha Saladam, even Rotena B'shuso. So you can't be mevatel the chametz anymore because it's after the 6th hour. The only thing you could do is burn the chametz. So what should you do? So the halacha is that you have to go run back to do the bir chametz. And the poskim explain that the reason is because the mitzvah of tashbisu that applies on Erev Pesach is being violated every single moment. If you have chametz in your possession, so then you're violating tashbisu every single moment. With regards to Bris Milah, on the 8th day, so then yes, we have the concept of Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot, that you should do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time of the day. But really, you can do the mitzvah any time. That's the Sharat Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah explaining why you should do it that way, because Milah is on the 8th day, you do it at the earliest possible time, but really, every single moment of the day, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah on the 8th day. So here you have a concept of a mitzvah, shehigiyas mana, of tashbisu. Every moment, it's right now, every single moment, you'd be in violation of tashbisu. But with regards to bris milah, so then it's, right, it can be fulfilled any single moment of the 8th day. Of course, we try to do it as early as possible, based on zrizim makdimin lemitzvah. And that's the reason why you have to run home, you push aside the bris milah, and you run home and you do... you take care of the mitzvah of Tashbisu and you burn the chametz so you can be in fulfillment of that mitzvah. A similar kind of thing is discussed by the Dvar Havram, where what happens if you have two babies that need a bris? One's a milah bismana and one's a milah shalom bismana. So which one comes first? So the milah shalom bismana comes first because if it's shalom bismana, then b'chol rega v'rega, every single moment, again, so it's the 10th day for one baby and it's the 8th day for the other, and you can now do the mitzvah for the one on the 10th day, so then b'chol rega v'rega, every single moment it's viewed as if you're in violation of not giving the bris to the child. And so the bris shelo bezmano comes before the bris bezmano, okay?
So the chometz and milah shelo bezmano, what would you do there?
That's right. So chometz and milah shelo bezmano, that would be a different, very, very good question. That would be different. So if it's chometz and milah bezmano, we said then the chometz. You got to take care of the chometz first. If it's milah bezmano and shelo bezmano, right, these one-on-ones, we like the one-on-ones here. Then the milah shelo bezmano, interestingly, takes precedence of a milah bezmano. What happens if it's milah shelo bezmano, and chametz, that would be an interesting question, because then it's higiyas mano for both of them.
Wait, the punishment, though, would be more severe for milah shelo bezmano, no? Meaning, like, no, what's not chayev karis for having the chametz, right? So wouldn't...
There's no karis on the day of
nothing. I guess if the baby's a baby, then there's no... I was going to say chas v'shalom, but the roof caves in on the baby... But that's still, he's not going to be Chayav Karis because he's a baby. Would the father be?
Okay, so that's a whole, okay, that's getting a little bit off topic in terms of the father, the son. I forgot to, I think Rav Pechenik, a Rav in Eretz Yisrael said that when you mekayim a mitzvah, it's a strange mitzvah, mitzvah for a baby. What kind of das does the baby have? So it's a mitzvah on the father, but it's really a mitzvah on the baby. When the baby grows up, the Karis is on him. So maybe when a father has a child of his own and then brings the child for Bris Milah, so then, retroactively, that's the way you're yotzei the bris milah. Of course, there's other ways if you just live a life of Torah mitzvah. Let's say a person doesn't have a son or whatever it is. But at least that's when you certainly show retroactively when you bring your son to a bris milah. But so perhaps based on these two understandings of tadir v'sheino tadir, what are the two ways? The first way is that tadir takes precedence. Why? Because it's more chashuv. That's why tadir precedes eino tadir. But the second way of understanding is that tadir takes precedence. Why? Because it's higiyas mano. That if you have one mitzvah that's more frequent, and you have another mitzvah that's less frequent, so when there's a question, which one to do first? So you do the tadir first because relative to one another, you view the mitzvah of tadir that's more frequent as if higiyas mano akshav. That mitzvah has arrived, it's applicable, it's relevant, and that's why you do that one first, as opposed to the other ones. So this could explain the machlokas between the mechaber and the tur, as understood by the Shari Knesset HaGdola. That if you say that tadir is an inyan of chashivut, so then you got to think about other variables as well. And this could explain the Shari Knesset HaGdola, which is that, come on, I mean, Avinu Malkeinu in Sukkos HaTzedek, even though tadir might be more chashiv than eino tadir, but in this case, on Yom Kippur, Aseres Mechuvah, it's a combination of Aseres Mechuvah, it's right, Yom Kapara, Slichu Mechila, so then here, Avinu Malkeinu is going to be more shayach and more chashiv than Tzidkascha, and so if it's an inyan of chashivus, so then it would make sense that there are exceptions, and one of the exceptions would be Avinu Malkeinu coming prior to Tzidkascha Tzedek. However, if you say that the reason of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem is not an inyan of chashivus, but it's an inyan of, that if something's more frequent, then that mitzvah has come right now, and it's higiyas mano achshav, so then that would explain the mechaber, who says that, no, even though we all know that, just if you ask the Bnei Yisrael which one is more important, you would say, Avinu Malkeinu, it's Yom Kippur, but maybe it's not more important, number one. But even if it is more important, the tzidkascha that have come first, says the mechaber, why? Because that's higiyas mano achshav, and that takes precedence. Why does Tosfos say that if you have one, right, if you have one, so then near Chanukah and the Haftorah of Chanukah comes first. But if you have two, so then Rosh Chodesh takes precedence. So the Sefer Avnei Shom wants to explain, based on this Chakira, that Tosfos seems to be a proof to the second way of explaining it. Because Tosfos only makes sense. In other words, if it's a matter of chashivut, of which one is more significant, so if you have one, and then Ner Chanukah overrides Kiddush Hayom because it's more significant, so certainly when you have two, and the issue is one of chashivut, So of course, if you just have one, then Ner Chanukah supersedes. If you have two, of course, Haftorah of Chanukah has to come first, and the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah should come first, because it's more chashuv. However, if you say that the whole nature of Tadr Kodem is because of Igiyas Mana, so then we understand. Because if you could only do one, then of course you do the one that's more chashuv, says the Sefer Avnishol. Because that's more chashuv. Presume Nisa. But if you have a question of two, then you have this operative principle, which is a chiddush of tadr v'sheino tadr, tadr kodem. And what that means, the chiddush of that principle is not that the tadr is more chashuv. The chiddush of that principle is that we view the tadr as if higiyas mano achshav, that the mitzvah is now applicable, it's now relevant, as opposed to the other mitzvah. Ah, so that's why when you're talking, and you could do both, if you could do one, of course the bar chashuv comes first. But if you could do both, that's when we apply the principle. Ah, so then which one should come first? The one that's Higiyas Mano, the one that time has arrived, should come before the one that the time has not arrived. And that's why the Presume Nisa is Lo Higiyas Mano. That hasn't yet arrived. But the concept of Rosh Chodesh, which is more Tadir, so that comes first. And that's why Rosh Chodesh precedes Chanukah. This would also explain, of course, why tzitzis would become before tefillin, even though tefillin is more kadosh. That's the idea of tadir. Tadir is not a din of chashivos. If it was a din of chashivos, then we'd probably be overridden by the kedusha of the tefillin. But if it's an inyan of higiyas mano achshav, so then we understand why the tzitzis would come before, why the talis would come before the tefillin. The Gemara in Zvachim, you have it in source number 5, asked the question, what happens in a case of Tadir v'sheino Tadir, where by accident you did the Sheino Tadir first? It says, Yibaylehu Tad v'sheino Tadir, v'kadam v'shachel v'sheino Tadir. Right? So Yishech did the Sheino Tadir first. What's the Tadir v'sheino Tadir? Let's say you have in the Olas HaTamid, and you have the Achatas, or an Oshav. And you shechted the She'eno Tadir first. So what do you say? Do you say that since you shechted it already, so you started that mitzvah, and since you started that mitzvah, so you should conclude it? Or do you say that no? Still, that the Tadir should come first, should have come first. Yes, you shechted the Chatas first. But what do you need to do? You need to give the blood to somebody else. Let the other person stir the blood for a half hour, for an hour, however long it takes, and go back and do the tamid, the olas tamid, which is the tadir, and then go back to the eidah tadir. And so perhaps we could explain this gemara based on this explanation of that if you say, it all makes sense, if you say that the reason of eidah tadir, that tadir precedes eidah tadir, is because of gias mano. And now we understand the question of the Gemara. Right? The question of the Gemara is, since the whole idea of the precedence of Tadirus is because the time has arrived, do you say that if you forgot or you violated and you did the She'enot Tadir first, and maybe now you say that Higiyas Mano of the She'enot Tadir. And so maybe you should conclude that. Or do you say that no, the Gemara says, right? There's the other side, is to say that no, it doesn't make a difference. Even if you've already begun the avoda of the one that's less frequent, still, right, the one that's tadir is viewed as higiyas mana, and the one that's enu tadir is viewed as shlo higiyas mana, even if you've already begun it. Now, the Ramah, interestingly, when it comes to Shabbos of Chanukah, the Ramah says, what do? You do Parshat Shavua, then Rosh Chodesh, and then you do Chanukah. And you also want the Haftorah to be Chanukah. And that has to match the last reading. But that's the three in a row you do. The Ramah says, what happens if you made a mistake and you did Chanukah prior to Rosh Chodesh? The Ramah says you have to stop in the middle and you have to roll up the Torah and you have to take out the other Torah and you have to go back and read Rosh Chodesh first. The problem with the Ramah is that the Rambam talks about Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, and here you have three Musafim. You have the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you have the Musaf of Shabbos. What should be the order? So the order is The order is you have Shabbos first, the Rambam says, and then you have Rosh Chodesh, and then you offer the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Of course, we daven one Musaf. I'm talking about that in the Beis HaMikdash. You offer the Musaf of in that order. Why? Rambam says, because Tadav Shena Tadav, Tadav Kodesh. However, if a person makes a mistake, a person violates it, Avar or Shachach, the Rambam says, if you slaughtered already the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so then continue doing that, finish that, and then you can go back and do the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So how can the Rama Paskin, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, he says that if you made a mistake and you read Hanukkah first, no, you have to stop right away, roll it up, go back to Rosh Chodesh, and then do Hanukkah. But yet the Rambam, when it comes to the Karbanos, he says that what you do is that, no, that once you shechted it, okay, you shechted it already. So then you could complete that avoda of the Eino Tadir, and then go back to the Tadir afterwards. And so what the Achronim explained is that perhaps there's a difference here between the cases, that when it comes to avoda, once you shechted the Karban, so then, once you shed the carbon, so then there's an obligation to throw the blood. And so in this case, once you shed it, even though the Gemara raises it a question, but once you shechted it, you could make an argument, once you shechted it, you have the blood, you have to complete the avoda. So in that case, maybe you view it as higiyas mano, the Rambam is taking that stand, that once you shechted it, so then it's viewed as higiyas mano, of the mitzvah of that musaf, and then you do the other karbanos. However, by Kriyas HaTorah, there's no obligation to complete the Kriya of Hanukkah. Just because you started it, you shouldn't have started it. By an avoda, you started the avoda, you got to complete the avoda. You did the shechita, you got to do the dam. But by Kriyas HaTorah, who says just because you started the Kriyas HaTorah, you have to finish? You shouldn't even have started the Kriyas HaTorah that way. And that messes everything up, because you want to do the Haftorah of Hanukkah. So in that case, even though you're ready, so I'm making a distinction, do you say once you started something, so then, does it become a Higiyas Mana? What I'm suggesting is that there's a distinction between Karbanos, the Rambam Paskins, in his way, that, okay, you made a mistake, you did Shechita, okay, then you could complete it. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, the Rambam Paskins, that if you make a mistake, no, you got to stop it, because, no, still, if it's Tadir, that's Higiyas Mana. Even if you already started the Eino Tadir, you already started the Hanukkah reading by accident, no, you got to put that aside, and you got to go back to the Tadir. That's how important Tadir is. And so you see from this whole topic, of course, the value of consistency in Halacha and Hashkaf. Of course, we celebrate the big moments, the special moments, the Yomim Tovim. But you know, the day-to-day grind of the Tefillah, of the Torah, and those things that you're all doing, that we're all doing, you see here in Halacha and Hashkaf how important that is, and it overrides a lot of other factors. It says in Megillat Esther, B'chol Yom B'Yom, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, it says, B'chol Yom B'Yom, Mordechai would not bow down to Haman. And then it says in Perek Beis, B'chol Yom B'Yom, he would go seek out the welfare of Esther to see how she's doing. So you see both in the area of Ben Adam L'Makom and in the area of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the importance of the constant commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.